This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez. The state is opening 4 community vaccination sites across the Front Range as employers prepare to meet the Biden administration's new COVID-19 rules. Clinics in Aurora, Littleton, Colorado Springs, and Denver's Commerce City neighborhood will be open 7 days a week until the end of September. Each site can now give up to 1,000 doses a day. People must make an appointment in advance. More information is available on the state health department's COVID-19 website. The state's Republican leaders have voted down a proposal that would prevent most voters from helping choose the party's nominees. CPR's Matt Moret explains.
About 500 of Colorado's top Republicans met in Pueblo Saturday to iron out their party's agenda. One measure up for a vote would transform the GOP's nomination process from one built on primary elections into one based on caucuses. Instead of casting votes in person or by mail, voters would need to physically attend long local events in order to be counted. That would mean just a few thousand people could participate versus potentially millions of voters in a primary. The measure got about a third of the vote. It needed 75% to be approved. I'm Matt Moret, CPR News.
RTD's light rail line from downtown Denver to the Five Points neighborhood will remain closed until this Friday. That's 2 days later than originally announced. RTD says the track is among the oldest in its system and needs repairs. On today's Fresh Air, how did Americans become so divided? And how did we come so close to overturning the results of the presidential election? We'll hear from an American reporter from The New Yorker who lived abroad. That's coming up this hour. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.